just begin to bless the name of Jesus. Just begin to bless his name. Begin to tell him you love him. Begin to tell him you honor his leadership. Tell him he's beautiful in his leadership. Just let the Holy Spirit bring things to mind of who Jesus is, and just begin to bless with your own voice the name of Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Jesus, just as we feel the weight of the Holy Spirit pulling back the veil and revealing again the glory of Jesus, that we would respond to you with childlike hearts, once again, with wonder and with fascination. Lord, forgive us where the weight of the world has rubbed the callus on our heart. We don't wonder like we used to. We're not fascinated like we were used to. Lord, we just confess we need you to fascinate us again. And we repent for our dullness. We repent for our hardness. We ask you to circumcise us again. We ask you to cut back those dead things again. We ask you for the new heart again. Fill us, Holy Spirit, with fascination for Jesus. Pull back the veil in the Scriptures again. The things we think we know, let us humbly go, I don't know, I need to know that in a greater way, in a deeper way. And as we walk in obedience and we think, oh, we have that down, Lord, we become childlike again. Fascinate us in your leadership again as we walk, as we obey, as we make you known in the earth. We want to walk in happy holiness because we're fascinated by the one that we're following, not grumpy obedience. Fascinate us, Lord. Just want to pray these descriptions of Jesus from Colossians 1 over the church, that the Holy Spirit would just pull back the veil concerning the glory and the wonder of who the Son of Man is. Colossians 1:15, he is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation. Holy Spirit, would you remind the bride of Jesus again, that he is very God, a very God. That it was in Christ, and it is now in Christ, that the fullness of deity dwells bodily, and he came to give us the picture of what the Father is like. Jesus, you are his perfect imprint. You are his perfect radiance. Holy Spirit, let the church see it again. Fascinate your bride. Fascinate the bride of Jesus, Holy Spirit, by pulling back on the revelation that he is the image of the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, you said to Philip. Oh, we want to see Jesus again. We want to open up the Gospels and be fascinated again. Holy Spirit, give dreams and visions concerning this man. And show us that he is the firstborn of all creation. That there is no one higher than him. That there was no one greater than him. Father, that you have set him in leadership over the family of God. You've given him the status of firstborn. Would you fascinate us? Would you reveal to us again what that means? And Father, we agree with your choice and we submit to the leadership of the firstborn. We say, not our will, but yours be done. We say, not our will, firstborn, leader of the family, but yours be done. Lord, would you show your church again that everything came through Jesus, that by him all things were created. Restore Jesus in the church as creator, Holy Spirit. Let us be fascinated by him and submit to him as our creator. Would you show us that everything is in subjection to him? Because he made it all. Whether thrones or powers or principalities, whether things visible or invisible, all things were made by him and through him and for him. Lord, we just say that we are made for you. Jesus, we were created to bring you glory by you. We ask you for strength to fulfill that mandate over our lives. Holy Spirit, you fulfill that in different ways with all of us, but our collective calling is to bring glory to our Creator. Give us the good works to do that. Empower us with revelation on how to do that. In small things and in big things. When we're in the car with our children, or when we're leading someone to Jesus, we want to reflect the glory of Jesus Christ. Give us grace for that. Let the church get, I'm talking about the big church, let the big church get their eyes off of themselves and let them put it on the glory of Jesus and our assignment to bring him glory. Lord, we pray that you would restore Christ as the head of the church. Just in that same breath, we would see him as the head again. We would see him as the leader. We would see him that all things flow from him. And we are his body. We're not our own body. We're his body. We are ruled and we are commanded by the head. Oh, and in that, bring your church together in unity. Oh, the unity of the body of Christ. Lord, we repent for the separation in our region. We repent for even taking place in that separation from time to time. For speaking ill or rolling our eyes or thinking that we have done it better. Lord, we restore the unity of the body of Christ in Colorado. Restore the unity under the leadership of Jesus in Colorado. That we would be knit together with him in love, by him in love. And just this last thing. That in everything he would be preeminent. Lord, we fall short of this. But we need grace, Holy Spirit. Lord, would you, in your church and in our lives, that Jesus in everything would have the first place. In every conversation, in every desire of our heart, in every place of our work and occupation, in our marriages, with our relationship with our children, we say, Jesus, you have the first place, not the afterthought. You have the first place. In our marriages, will we talk about you first? Before we talk about our own needs or our own desires, will we say, let's put Jesus first. What is Jesus asking of us in this season? Oh, help us to do this with our children. Help us to do this in the workplace. That there would be a people in Colorado who were unusual in the sense that they're always thinking about Jesus. They're always submitting to Jesus. They're always saying, what would Jesus want in this situation? And they're putting his will and his heart in first place. And Lord, it's a lofty prayer, but we say in everything. You can fulfill this, Holy Spirit. You can fulfill the desire of Christ in everything. Restore the head to the first place. We know it's going to every knee bowing. We know it's going to every tongue confessing. Would we be a reflection in the earth of that vision now. So Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, we ask you to do this. Do this in our weak and broken lives. Do this with us in this room. Do this with us in this room. Do this in your church in Colorado. We just proclaim a Jesus revolution. We proclaim a Jesus revolution. It's also a Trinity revolution, a Holy Spirit revolution. It's a Father revolution, but it is a Jesus revolution. We ask you for it, God, in Jesus' name. If anyone wants to pray, just get Mike and I's attention.
As I was listening to worship, the Lord brought me to Luke. I know, I'm just hard with multitasking right now. Not that close, Mike. I know you miss me. there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to Israel's consolation, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, he entered the temple. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus was to perform for him what was customary under the law. Simeon took him up in his arms, praised God, and said, "Now, Master, you can dismiss your servant in peace, as you promised, for my eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared it in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." But then brought me to Amos 3:7. "For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared, he will not fear. The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy?" So, Father God, I want to thank you, Lord, because you have been speaking to your church, Lord, of your coming, of what you're about to do in Colorado. You've put this heart of expectation, Lord, where the church has been with this hope deferred, but they don't realize, Lord, that you've been speaking. And Simeon was waiting and waiting in consolation, the consolation of Israel, Lord. We've been waiting for the consolation of your church here in Colorado, Lord. And we're waiting in expectation, but you're telling us, Lord, that we are to be prepared. We are to listen. So, Lord, we just thank you for the practice that you've given us this entire time, where we are now knowing, Lord, we've learned because we've exercised every single time we've been exercising that spiritual muscle, Lord, that we are to be exercising to understand that you are a God, and when you say something, you will do it. Your church, your bride is one and is to be together. It's to be united. It's to understand that Colorado is going to be free from every demonic oppression, every demonic stronghold. And we thank you, Father God, because your church is one. You have brought it together. We're having the 400 gathering very soon, Lord Jesus, and it is a time for pastors to become one and know the power that there is in unity. So we thank you for that. Thank you for your strengthening, Lord. Thank you for girding our loins, Lord, that we will birth your desire, your heart's desires, not what we want, Lord, but what you desire, because our hearts are what you want, Lord. We want to see a united church, our heart's desire for you to bring about unity in this church, in the Colorado church. So we thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, if you have to expand it so that now it's just states being one, Lord, bring it on. We want it. We want what you want. Let your spirit come. Let your spirit of unity come. Let there be freedom, Lord Jesus, of every demonic oppression. So we honor you and we praise you and we say, yes, Lord. Do your will, Lord. Have your way. We honor you and we praise you, King Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're the center of it all. You're the center of our lives. We thank you, Jesus. You are the preeminent one. Our knees bow tonight. Our tongues confess tonight that you are Lord. And we stand in the gap. We stand as your remnant, Lord God, in Colorado, God, with our knees bowed and our tongues confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. I thank you, Father, that your word says you will never put to shame those who trust in you, God. So our trust is in you, God. For the sake of your name, God, for your name's sake, for the honor and the fame of your name, God. I thank you for the latter rain, God. All this rain, God, in the natural is the rain in the spiritual, God. And bring it, God. Bring the rain, the latter rain, God. Bring it, God. We're thirsty in a dry and a weary land. We are thirsty for more of you. Only you satisfy, King Jesus. We honor your name tonight, Jesus. Yes. The Lamb who was slain, we honor your blood. We honor your sacrifice. We stand with you, God. We stand with you, God. We thank you, Lord. We are your family, the family of God. Teach us what it means to bear one another's burdens, to mourn with those who mourn, to rejoice with those who rejoice. God, we wash one another's feet in this room. I wash my brothers and sisters' feet in this room. I have not walked in their shoes. Forgive us, God, when we judge. God, judge not lest you be judged, God. Give us mercy, mercy and love, because mercy triumphs. We declare your mercy over your bride, over the bride of Christ tonight. Your mercy, God. Go into the dark places. You know, I have a heart for dark places in Colorado, God, and there are many, but that's the ones you came for, Jesus. Go to those places tonight. Go into those deep, dark places and reveal Jesus. Reveal Jesus and his beauty and his splendor and his glory with his nail-scarred, outstretched hands, saying, whosoever will may come. It's whosoever will, a wretch like me. A wretch like my brothers and sisters. We are no better, God. We humble ourselves, God. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. We give you glory in Jesus' name.
Father God, we just thank you that you are so awesome. You are awesome. We love you so much. We thank you for refreshing us, Lord, this evening. Lord, we thank you that we can look to you because you are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. Lord, we just thank you because, wow, 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 wow. We thank you that we look unto you, Lord, and we are your little children. And I'm grateful I'm a child. Lord, I don't have to worry. You said, do not fear. Do not fear, for you will never forsake us or leave us. Oh, Lord, I am so glad that I don't have to worry about all this craziness that's going on out there, Lord. It's like, wow, it's mind-blowing. But I thank you so much, Lord, that you're right there. You're not only with us, you're in us, and you're for us. Lord, we could look to you for whatever we need. If we need a hug, a kiss, you love us, you hold us. Lord, I mean, wow. Finances, direction, leading, guiding. You know, all we have to do is ask. Ask. So I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that no worries, little ones. Keep your focus unto me. Look unto me. I thank you, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And finances are nothing to you. You own everything. Everything, Lord. We thank you for healing our bodies, healing our spirits, our soul, whatever, Lord. We thank you that you are the great healer, King of kings, Lord of lords, the great I am, the lover of our soul. Lord, help us. Help us to just be still and know that you are God and you are with us. So we just thank you, Lord. I mean, I can't thank you enough. There's so many words that is just beyond me. But I thank you, Lord, that you still read and know our hearts, our spirits, and our souls, Lord. And I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, who we could lean on and call up at any given moment. So, Lord, let us walk and live for today. Moment by moment, step by step. Let's not run ahead, but let's just be right there in you. In you, we have our strength. In you, we move and have our ability. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your rest. Rest, rest, rest. That's what I hear constantly. Yes, we're people that want to be busy like little bees, but this is not the time. So I just thank you, Lord, for the equipping of the saints for this urgent time, this hour, in this new era. Have your way, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I just thank you for your church. I bless your body. I use my voice to bless. Father, I ask and intercede on behalf of your body, of your bride, on behalf of myself. Lord, I pray for a restoration of the fear of the Lord into the church, an awe and reverence of the Most High God, a restoration of the awe and reverence of God to your body. Let us not be just hearers of the word. Let us do it. Let us not be fools that read a word and then don't even act on it. Father, I ask for the bride to awaken to the stunning, unparalleled brightness of your Son, the glory of your Son, the honor due his name, the power with which he rules, the glory which he had bestowed upon us, his bride. That we are radiant. Awaken our hearts, Lord Jesus. Awaken your church. Come with fire. A baptism of fire on your church, Lord Jesus. We want to be awake. We want to be alive. You have made us such. Open our eyes. Let our mouths profess the truth of the righteousness of God, the justice of the Lord, manifested on the earth in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, restore unto the church the fear of the Lord, the fear of God. Let awe and reverence be bestowed upon your church. Let us look to you. You, Lord Jesus, you are high and exalted. As Marcus read Colossians, you are who you are. And you are rightfully on the throne. And we ask, through this church of Colorado to awaken to the glory of the Lord, to the glory of the Lord, and raise our voices with your angels. Raise our voices, for you are high and exalted, for you are worthy of praise, for you are worthy of all glory and honor, and dominion is yours. Every mountain bow at the mountain of God. Every house come to the feet of Jesus. Every name come to the feet of Jesus and give him glory and honor and praise, and then turn around because you've been transformed. Come, Lord Jesus, and awaken your church and transfigure us into your image. Let us look upon your face and see your face, because we will not return the same. Come in your glory, Lord Jesus.
You are the King in all things. You are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. He's the first in all things. You are the first in all things. And you are the King of all kings. You are the image of the invisible God. We declare that out. You are the first in all things. You are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. The first, because you are the first in all things. You are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. He's the first, and you are the first in all things. You are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. We declare with our mouth our confession. You are the first in all things. You are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. We sing it out. You are the first in all things. And you are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. I sing you the first. And you are the first in all things. You are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. I sing it one more time. You are the first in all things. You are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible. Oh, come on, just one more time. Oh, you're the first in all things. You are the first in all things. You are the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. You're the image of. You're the image of the invisible God, Jesus. You're the image of the invisible God, Jesus. You're the image of the invisible God. You're the first. You're the first in all things. You're the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. He's the first. The first in all things. And you're the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. And all glory and honor, all blessing and power. blessing and power to him, Jesus. All glory and honor, all blessing and power. Oh, the King of Kings, all glory and honor and blessing, all power to him, Jesus. All glory and honor, all blessing and power to Jesus, the King of Kings. All glory and honor, all blessing and power. See, he's the first. You're the first in all things, and you're the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. Oh, it's true, that you're the first in all things, and you're the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. He's the first. You're the first in all things, and you're the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. All blessing and all blessing and honor, all glory and power to him. We sing it to him. All blessing and honor, all glory and power, oh, to the King of Kings. All blessing and honor, glory and power, it all belongs to Jesus. And all blessing and honor, all glory and power to Jesus. Yeah. All blessing and honor, glory and power to Jesus. And all blessing and honor and glory and power to the image of the invisible. All blessing and honor and glory and power to the uncreated one. And all blessing and honor and glory, we give you honor today, Jesus. And all blessing and honor and glory and power is yours, it's yours. And all blessing the first in all things, and you're the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible, oh, the portrait of heaven, it's you. You're the first in all things, and you're the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. Sing one more time. You're the first in all things. You're the King of all kings. You're the image of the invisible God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Your place in the center of our hearts, and come and take your place and have the preeminence, Jesus. Come and take your place in the center of our hearts.
Come and take your place and have the preeminence, Jesus.
Time to
come and take your place
in the center of our hearts.
Come and take your place
and have the preeminence one more time. Come and take your place and have the preeminence, Jesus. And come and take your place, have the preeminence. Come and take your place in the center of our hearts. take your place and have the preeminence, Jesus.
Sweet Jesus, I thank you. I thank you that you write your will and your laws upon the hearts and minds of men, that you will write your will upon the hearts and minds of men of your church throughout the area of Colorado, throughout the nation. Your will be preeminent, and it will be readily available to men. We thank you, Lord, that you are opening the ears of those who can hear. We thank you that you're opening spiritual sight of those that we may see, that we may understand and comprehend your will, that it may be done. In your spirit, Lord, you bring unity, just like the Father was united with the Son, Lord, and you want us to be united with you. We thank you for the unity that the Holy Spirit will provide your church. We speak it over the church of Colorado. We speak it over the churches worldwide, Lord. Your will be preeminent. We just thank you for the mantle of praise. Lord, I see a mantle being placed on the people that come to this prayer room. And it's made of feathers, Lord, down feathers, the kind of feathers that are closest to the body of birds. And we thank you, Lord, for that word that you said, how I long to gather my church as a mother hen gathers her chicks. They are gathered close to you. And so this mantle of your yoke, it's easy. It's light as a feather, Lord, because you author the prayers for your children. You author and you perfect prayers within your children, and we will prophesy it forth, Lord. We just thank you for the move you are doing, that you have begun and you are bring to completion. You are faithful to bring to completion everything that you have started, and you have started a movement, Lord, and we just thank you that it is coming to pass. Thank you, Lord, that you will prepare us with your spirit to do everything you have destined us to do. We need not fear. We need not fear. What are we going to do when all these people come? For your spirit is coming and moving in them. They will minister one to another just as we will minister to them, just as we minister one to another. There is no fear, Lord, for you are in it. You are big enough to handle this whole population, Lord, and your spirit will be downloaded in each and every person that you have created, because you have called them. Every tongue will confess. Every heart will accept you as Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. In Christ's name, amen.
So I've been feeling this for a while, and I just, as we were worshiping, there's a few scriptures the Lord brought me to, and so I just want to kind of, I guess, speak this, declare it, and I feel it lines up with what we just started with and what we've been praying into, but just this recentering of the church right now. And the church goes way beyond just like the Sunday morning churches, but the church is the ecclesia, the body of Christ, and that in every area, that in every mountain, that there's an alignment to recenter with Jesus, that in politics, in schools, in education, in family, in every arena, in every area, that the Lord is actually now reestablishing Jesus as the center for the ecclesia, for the body of Christ. And just a couple of scriptures here. There's this is in Amos 7. It says this. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with the plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, "What do you see, Amos?" He said, "A plumb line." Then the Lord said, "Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel." It says, "I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. And my sword will rise against the house of Jeroboam." And I just was seeing that in the church, as the church has kind of in so many areas kind of stepped out of this centering with Jesus as the center and focused on other things, that there is a recentering of the church that is happening in this time. And there's a plumb line, and I have a plumb line hanging in my office, and there was a prophetic word from Chuck Pierce that he is establishing a plumb line in this place, that in this house that there will be a plumb line established that will have a 120-mile radius that will begin to be established around this entire state. This is the Lord's desire, to set a plumb line. Lord, that we would say yes. I don't know that it's like, woohoo, we get to be the first. It's kind of like the first ones to see the plumb line. It's like I'd rather kind of see it from a distance and get the chance to like to align with it. Because here's the thing is, you don't actually realize plumb lines were set in place to make sure that a building was built vertically and not out of alignment, that there was no misalignment. But you couldn't see it with the natural eye. It would look straight until the plumb line was set and established to confirm that it was straight. It's a weight that's set at the bottom of like a string of a line to that you would know that it's completely vertical, that it's exactly vertical, and it's just, and it's right, and it's righteous. and then I was just seeing, I was asking Marcus where that scripture was. I couldn't think of it. It's in 1 Peter 4, and it says this. It says, For it is time for judgment to begin, and it begins with the family of God. It begins with the ecclesia. It begins with the house. It begins with the church. It says, and it will begin with us, and then it will continue for those who do not obey the gospel of God. It says, what will be the outcome of those who do not obey the gospel of God? And then the other verse I was in was just in Zechariah 4, which talks about the plumb line. And in this translation, I love this, the way this says this. It says, for who has despised the day of small beginnings? It says, but these seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord, which range to and fro throughout the earth. And I was just seeing this spirit of wisdom and revelation, power, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. That this there was actually like the spirits of the Lord. There was a joy when the plumb line was set in place. And I just see, it's like when Jesus Christ hit the earth, that righteousness was established. The plumb line was set in place. And so there is a recentering back to Jesus. He's the only center. He is the plumb line. There is no other plumb line. He's the one we look to. There's no other one who is righteous. There's no other one who's holy. And how do we become holy as he is holy? We look to him. We can't look to any other thing to become holy. It is only to him that we would become holy. So Jesus, we just say right now that across Colorado and then across this nation, that there is a realignment right now to the plumb line that's being set, that there is the true vertical, there's the true north, there's the Jesus, you are the only way. You're the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by you. Lord, I thank you that you are righteousness, that you are salvation, that you are holiness. I want to just read through these. These are just some of the names of Jesus. And that we would just be in awe and wonder, just like Luna was saying, that it's like that we would almost, like you're hearing it for the first time, that you'd go, really? He's the Almighty One? He's the one? That's Jesus. And then we tell everybody else, did you know Jesus? He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the advocate. He's the author. He's the perfecter of our faith. He is all authority. He's the bread of life. He is the beloved Son of God. He is the bridegroom. We are the bride, and we have a bridegroom that is coming back for us. Thank you that we have a bridegroom, Jesus, that you're coming back for your bride. But you say you're coming back for the pure and the spotless bride. You're coming back for a bride who is centered upon you and you alone. There's no other. That our eyes would not be on another, but our eyes are on the bridegroom. Our eyes are on you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are the chief cornerstone. We build upon you, and then you're the plumb line. So you're also the one that helps us to go. We go straight. We go vertical because of you. And you're also the one we build our foundation on. You're the deliverer. You're the one who sets us free from the evil one. You're the only one. You are the salvation. You're the faithful one, and you're true. You're the good shepherd. You're the great high priest. Whew. You're the one who passes through the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, passes through the heavens and becomes the great high priest. The only one who can become that great high priest. You're the head of the church, as we are the body. But you, Jesus, are the head. Everything is under your feet. Jesus, you're the one that we bow to. Every knee will bow to you. Every knee will bow to the plumb line. You're the holy servant. You are the I am. The John 8, I am, where he says, truly, truly, I say to you, I am. The Emmanuel. You're the indescribable gift. We can't even begin to describe the beauty of Jesus. You're the judge. You're the one who was appointed as judge of the living and the dead. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You're the light of the world. And then you call us to be the light of the world. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the Lord of all. You're the mediator between God and man. You are the one that mediates. You're the Messiah. In you, we have found the Christ, the Messiah. You're the mighty one. You're the one who sets us free. It says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. You have to be free. If he sets you free, you're free. He's the one who holds the keys to the kingdom. He has authority over all the enemy. He is our one hope and the only hope. Jesus Christ is our hope. 1 Timothy 1:1. He's our peace. He is peace. I love that scripture where it says that we would make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Jesus is the bond. He's the one that bonds us together. We keep the unity of the Spirit, but it's the bond of peace. It's all through Christ. It's all centered around Jesus. He's the bond. Without the bond, you can't stay together. There's no unity. He's the prophet. He's the redeemer. He's the risen Lord, the rock, the sacrifice for our sins. He's our Savior. He's the Son of Man. He's the Son of the Most High, supreme creator over all, resurrection and the life. He's the door. He's the way. He is the word. He's the true vine. He is truth. He's the victorious one. He is wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. This is Jesus, the plumb line, the one that we serve, the one that we love, the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus, I pray for a recentering of your church right now. Across Colorado, that every church, every person, the ecclesia would begin to reset their eyes on you and you alone, off of all the other things, off of the good things and the bad things, whatever they are. But Jesus, that we would set our eyes upon you. You are our faith. You're the beginning and the end, the author and the perfecter of our faith. There's none like you. We thank you. The Father has set it up. That Jesus is the head over everything. I love of Colossians 1, 15 through 22 or whatever it is. It's beautiful. Jesus, we thank you. You are all supreme, the supremacy. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you for the alignment of your church in every area, in politics, Lord. We thank you for the alignment that it is Jesus who is first. He's the one that we look to. Sometimes I just feel like we're looking to politicians like, well, maybe it's this one or maybe it's that one. Huh. There's a different kingdom that we are of. We are not of the kingdom of this world. It doesn't mean we rule and reign in this earth, but we rule and reign under Jesus, not under any other reign, not under any other ruler. Jesus is our ruler. He's the one that we look to in all things. In Jesus' name.
Colorado, the land of kings. Colorado, the high place of the nation with the destiny of the land of kings. Right now, we speak. I speak to the bride of Christ in Colorado to arise and take her place. Bride of Christ, rise and take your place. Everybody, stand up. In the room, Bride of Christ, rise up. Bride of Christ in Colorado, the King of Kings, the King who sits on his throne, who is the King over the land of kings, is coming back for a bride who will rule and reign alongside him. So bride, the season for wallowing, we speak to you right now, Bride of Christ in Colorado, the season for wallowing in what the Lord has already done for you is over. He is saying, rise up, daughter of Zion, your chains have been broken, your shackles have been off. No longer wallow in what once was. No longer wallow in what the Lord has already done, but lift your head, O Bride of Christ. Lift your head, O Bride of Christ, and see the gaze of your King. Be enamored and captured again by the love and the fiery passion of your King. Be pierced through. Your King is a pierced King. And right now, Bride of Christ, we call you to attention, to arise, to look into the eyes of your King and be pierced through with the revelation of righteousness, that piercing comes into you and becomes a rod of iron with which you will rule alongside your King in this beautiful state. Arise, 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 arise. We cancel and cut off right now the witchcraft of religion that has kept you bound. We cancel the assignment, and we thank you right now, Jesus, that you're lifting the veil off of your bride, that she can see who she is, that she can see your mind in her, that she can see your heart in her, that she can see your righteousness that you poured out for her freedom all through her. Lord, we thank you that your body has become one with her. So right now, Bride of Christ in Colorado, awaken to who you are. Awaken to who you are. Throw off what once was in the name of Jesus. Throw it off and stand up beside your King. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are our teacher and you will teach us to think from his mind. You will teach us to think from his heart. You will teach us to pray from his mouth. And we thank you right now, Holy Spirit, that you are doing that even now in this room. I thank you right now for blowing in this room, for blowing off every place where those shackles and those chains had once bound. Blow it off, all of the dust. And I just speak strength right now, strength through the righteousness that you have given to us into your bride, through every person in this room and through every member of your bride in this state. Arise, arise, my love, he says, arise. My love.
So we just declare this Psalm 24, just with the body of Christ, with the church. It says that we would lift up your heads, church. Lift up, be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. For who is this King of glory? He's the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. So lift up your heads, body of Christ, church. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he? Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord Almighty, and he is the King of glory.
The ecclesia was on my heart before Mike was talking about the ecclesia. So, Lord, we just thank you that we are your legislative assembly. We are your selected ones, that you're putting together this political and governmental people. Lord, thank you, God, that we are your people, summoned and gathered together to govern the affairs, your affairs, Lord Jesus, and the affairs of this earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are giving the keys of governmental authority in the kingdom to the kingdom of the church. I'm praying from Acts 2. So Peter says, repent. Lord, we repent and we return to this plumb line of you, Jesus. We return to the plumb line of Jesus. Lord, we repent for coming into alignment with self-help, with self-centeredness, with a me gospel that is a counterfeit gospel. God, we align with you. God, we thank you for what you are doing in this place as you raise up the ecclesia, the bride of Christ, here and in Colorado, the special work that you are doing, God. And baptize us afresh, Lord Jesus, the anointed one, that our sin, our lack of alignment would be removed. We take hold of the gift of the Holy Spirit, for we can only walk in this alignment by your Spirit, Lord God. For your promise of the Holy Spirit is for us and our families, and for those who have yet to be born, and for everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And in this verse, God, you were talking about us. God, the ones that would come in the future that were a far way off, the Gentiles. God, that is us. What a miracle that in this very scripture you're speaking of us being led by the Holy Spirit, aligning with the plumb line of Jesus, returning and repenting and being made right with God and walking in your ways and not the ways of the world. And you say here, be rescued from this wayward and perverse culture of this world. Be rescued from the wayward and perverse culture of this world. If that is not true today, more true than it's ever been, it sure seems so. Lord, we thank you that you are adding to your ecclesia. You are adding your called out ones. And Lord, we align with this ecclesia, this new church model that is by your Spirit, aligned with the plumb line of Jesus, that every believer would be faithfully devoted to you and to your Spirit and to your word, that our hearts would be mutually linked to one another, sharing in communion the blood of Christ, the broken bread of your body, coming together regularly for prayer. God, we thank you for this very place, God, as we pray in ways that are deeper and higher and more unified than we've ever known. Lord, we bless what you're doing, and we say continue. We know we've only tasted of what you have for us as we come together regularly in prayer and worship. Lord, thank you for this deep sense of holy awe, and we pray that it would sweep over everyone, over us all, and that you would increase the performing of your miracles, your signs, and your wonders. God, we ask for an increase in healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. We need more of your power, God, in this perverse and wayward generation. We need more of you, Jesus. God, help us to humble ourselves and receive this from you, Lord. You are our source. You are our plumb line. And that all the believers, we would come together as one body. Thank you for unity, this unity work that you are doing in our midst. And God, that generosity would flow from our hearts, that the needs of all the believers, the brothers and sisters, would be met. And that daily we would meet in our homes and celebrate in communion and meals together and full hearts and tender humility. God, we ask that you would protect this work of tender humility, that pride would never be among us, that we would continually be filled with the praises of God, enjoying the favor of all the people, and that you would add to our number, you would add to the number of all the churches and the called out ones that are coming to life, Lord, that are coming into alignment with Jesus. Add to our number. Bring these ones that are ensnared in the world, that are desperate and crying out for a new way of living. Lord, I pray that we would offer this life to them. this beautiful, mysterious, revealing, wise way of living in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We love you so much, Papa. I agree. Raise your church up. Raise us up for your glory. Unite our hearts with your heart, Jesus, that we would be one with you and one with one another. Amen.
Do one or two more, and then we'll probably just close and worship here.
In Ephesians 4, Father, thank you that we walk worthy of the calling with which we were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Father, thank you that there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. Father, we thank you for this knowing. We thank you for this oneness. We thank you for this calling of your body into oneness with you, God. Father, you've been highlighting transformation and a realignment. And you had me sit down last week with oil pastels, and you created through me such a prophetic peace of releasing a spirit of transformation to the earth. And it's a butterfly with fire in the wings, and it's meant to burn up everything in us that is not of you. And it has a golden body that, as that butterfly, as we get so intimate with you, Father, to have butterfly kisses from you, that butterfly will land. And like the Midas touch, it will turn our hearts to gold. Even through the chaos that's going on in this world and everything that's trying to distract us, both good and bad, keys you've given me to release to the church are fasting. All things from this world, all ailments in our bodies can be completely cured through fasting, and you've showed me that over and over and over. Fasting, fasting, fasting. Father, I break off any spirit of addiction within us that is of anything that is even right under our noses that we don't even consider as being an idol. Father, I ask that you remove it and that you search our hearts and bring it all to the light so that it can be burned in that fire, so that we can come into that oneness with you, God, that holiness, that love, everything that you have meant for us, Father. Align us with our destinies at this time so that we can waste no more time, so we can be with you and focus on you and have oneness with you, Father. And I say these things humbly in Jesus' name, amen.
Standard. It's the standard, and Jesus is the standard. So, Father, we thank you for the prophetic word that was spoken over the rock, Lord God, regarding the plumb line. I thank you that it's in our pastor's office, God, and we agree with the plumb line for right here, God. It's a great privilege. It's a great responsibility. It's even more humbling ourselves. It's the leader has to be the servant of all. It's such great responsibility and privilege and breaking. It has to be, God wants to do something so humbling in each of us and uniting and, yeah,
the brokenness, to be broken and put back together by him. God, we do align with your plumb line. We align. Help us, God, to be found worthy of the calling of the plumb line for Colorado, God. Help us to be found worthy, God. We say yes and amen. There's much to be done, God, in each of us, God. So help us to align with you and with your plumb line, in Jesus' name.
Actually, I just want to declare one thing I just felt before we close in worship here. We just have, there's going to be a meeting this weekend with the Republican Party, and it'll be a meeting of the entire party, and we get to have it here. It'll be actually at the Rock, and I just felt like just needs to be declared, even this plumb line, just over politics, over every mindset. So Lord, we just declare right now, Lord, over Colorado, Jesus, that you would reign, that you would rule, that you would set a plumb line. Lord, that you would be the standard by which every law is made, every decision is made. Lord, that the things that we live by, that it's not man-made rules and regulations that we just figure, that we come up with, but Jesus, that we check the alignment with you, just as we're building, Lord, that we check every alignment of every law, of every ordinance, of everything that's set in place, Lord, that it aligns with your kingdom. And so we thank you that in Colorado, that there will be a realignment of the laws and the regulations and the things that have been established in the Capitol building, from a state level, from a county level, from a town level, from a city level, Lord, that at every place, Lord, that there will be a resetting to the plumb line, to you, Jesus, that every law that is set in place, all the way up to the Supreme Court in Colorado, and then all through this nation, in every state, we declare that there will be a ripple effect that will happen. Lord, as you declare this as a finishing state, that it's the beginning, and what happens here begins to shift in every other state across this nation. And so we say, let it begin in this place, that we would start, that there would be a forerunner state that would say, we're going to make the change, we're going to make the shift, and then it creates that ripple effect. It's that domino effect, that the walls begin to fall, that things begin to come down, that the mountains begin to get removed, one after the next. Lord, I thank you for this is something that David, just remember David Wagner prophesied that these prophetic words that have come across Colorado, that they would begin to fall like dominoes. That as one begins to happen, then boom, the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So we declare your word, Lord, the things that you have spoken across this state, that they would begin to happen in one after the next, that this is the season. And as we align, Lord, with heaven, I thank you that the dominoes begin to fall, and that your word becomes the living word. It becomes active. It becomes active in our lives and active across this state. And so we declare it, Colorado. We say, Lord, let this week be a week of change. Let this week be the week that of realignment to the kingdom. Let it begin right here, right now, in this place. Let it be an epicenter of what you desire to do, and let it begin to quake across Colorado. In Jesus' name.
Our God reigns. Oh, our God. and forever. Our God reigns. We declare that our God reigns. Whoa. Yes, our God reigns. Whoa. Yes, our God reigns over yesterday, today.
Jesus, we lock arms with you tonight. We declare that you reign over Colorado, you reign over Castle Rock, you reign over this church, Lord, and I just pray for continual alignment, that even the slightest hair that you would just, like a chiropractor, just bring it back into place. And we submit to your leadership and your ruling, and Holy Spirit, would you help us to follow Jesus with all of our hearts, all of our mind, and all of our strength. We say all these things in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.